The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Gentlemen, let's get down to business.
Can you dig it?
Gentlemen, welcome to the Q. Of course, this is the Q Uncensored. My name is Mark Bland, and Coney 2012 is a cluster F of white people proportions. Also, tonight I am joined by two members of TooHeavyToSkydive.com, Neil McCadden and Fred Slip. How you guys doing tonight?
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Living the dream.
Living the dream. Fred, you're back for the 40th time. Again? Nice Jason Aldean shirt. Okay, and we are doing the Tournament of Pop Culture tonight, or on this episode. This time we are discussing the best basketball movies of all time. That's right. Best basketball movies of all time.
Count it.
Swish. All right, so all this and much more tonight on the Q Censored. Let's begin. These are all white men. That is a physical quote from the northern Ugandans that watch the Coney 2012 video. Now, if you don't know.
I know.
Is that your chair? Are you squeaking on my show? Fat tub of lard.
I tried to quit that.
Wow.
He's nervous.
All right. Here's an Al Jazeera story about a public screening of Coney 2012 video in northern Uganda. It doesn't go very well, and there's an actual video that you can check out on the internet of from that was actually taped from people of Al Jazeera, the network over in the Middle East. As the film progresses, puzzlement turns to anger, says Al Jazeera's Malcolm Webb. The crowd is critical. There are some kind of people who are trying to mobilize using the atrocities committed in northern Uganda, says one man. We wanted to see our local people who were killed. These are all white men, different from northern Uganda, says another. It's worth checking out Al Jazeera's project, Uganda Speaks, which is gathering text messages in support or opposition of the campaign for the Ugandans. Now, I talked about this on last week's episode, gentlemen. Have you guys seen the Coney 2012 video?
I watched it.
And what do you think?
I mean, it's made well.
It's made well.
It was hosted by a little kid.
Yep. What else do you like about it?
It was made well.
Have you seen it, Neil?
I saw enough clips of it that I don't need to see it.
Right. Basically, what we have here is some white douchebags who like to get mocha lattes out in L.A.
He's eating a granola bar.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. They decide that they're going to find some, well, let's put it this way. The guy is Joseph Kony. He is a military leader of a guerrilla unit over in Uganda.
Not a presidential candidate?
I thought he was running for president.
He might have been running for president at one point or not. It doesn't matter. He takes kids, little children, and he puts them to work, like a sweatshop type work, but really badly. And then he kills families and people like that. Okay, so he's a bad guy. He's a bad guy.
That's a given.
It's a given. He's a bad guy. But this bad guy has actually been pretty quiet for the last 6 years. 6 years ago, this guy was on a tear. But over the last 6 years, he's quieted down so much to the point where it's not even, it's basically a non-issue in northern Uganda. But of course, these douches who like to drink mocha lattes and go to Starbucks all the time, who got video recorders and they got video cameras, they decide that they're going to take their USC film studies degree and they're going to make a video about this Joseph Kony guy. Well, now they've taken something that has been pretty much put to bed. Okay, and this would be the equivalent of you two. You guys like sports, right?
I've seen right? on sports.
Marv Albert is back. He is actually hosting stuff on TV. But if you guys went to film school and decided to just go grab all kinds of old Marv Albert stuff where he's biting women on the back,
yes.
having sex with them, yes!
I feel like Marv Albert is exactly like Joseph Kony. That was a good analogy.
Kony for three.
Yeah.
Yes!
I have to wipe my face off after that one. Yes, Marv Albert is just like Joseph Kony.
It's like Albert the Konys.
Okay, now, my point of this whole situation is there. This has been a dead issue. Now they've brought it back to the mainstream. And now Joseph Koenig, if he wanted to, and I don't know what his position is on this at this point, he hasn't really been talked to or even come out of hiding or whatever he's doing
right now.
Could
be dead.
He could be dead. But the point is that if he wanted to, he's got fame now. Like, he could go back on his terror streak and utilize that to his advantage because of some 26-year-old white douche in L.A.
Doc Martin wearing.
Granola eating douche.
Right. Berber-loving.
Berber-loving.
Right.
I read he's going to start a bachelor version of Uganda Kids.
Coney? Yeah. Is it going to be called The Bachelor? Yeah. Coney? You know, like they have like Survivor, you know, Outreach Island or whatever, yeah. Like that. Coney?
Did you see his picture?
Could be Coney Island? Yeah, like, Survivor Coney Island. That'd be funny.
Did you see that super HD picture they have of him? It's like that three, but he looks just like Carl Weathers from Predator.
Yeah.
And Carl Weathers is like, oh, God.
Right. They should send Carl Weathers to
They should send Carl Weathers to find him.
He gets his arm cut off in that movie.
You got problems, don't you?
You remember when his hand kept shooting?
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break here on the show. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Coach K. It's basketball time. Today's tournament in pop culture, if you stay tuned, is for the best basketball movie of all time.
I'm going to get a new chair.
You can do that. That'd be kind of weird. But you choose to do what you would like to do.
This is America.
It is America. It is totally America. Okay, we'll be back on the queue right after this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the queue. Of course, my name is Mark Bland. I am joined tonight by Fred Slow as well as Neil McHatton. And is it Hatton or McHatton?
McHatton.
Are you Irish?
I'm a Mick.
You're a Mick.
I'm a Mick.
There's a day coming up at the end of this week.
Yes.
Are you a big fan of that day? St. Patrick's Day.
I feel like I should be.
Do you though? Do you? I mean, do you fuel the frenzy?
I drink like every day is like St. Patrick's Day. So.
I know for a fact that Neil has an exquisite Irish accent.
Yeah. Do you really?
Yeah.
Let me get some of your Irish. Go ahead, give it to me Marv Albert style as he's biting prostitutes like Joseph Coney.
How's a boot those four-leaf clovers, eh?
That's terrible.
Oh. Wait, what were you?
That's quite horrible.
Irish.
I only do it when I'm drunk.
Okay, have you ever heard of the book Duke Sucks?
I haven't read a book in...
Well, we are in the middle of March Madness time, and there is a new book out that has just been recently put to the world called Duke Sucks. That's right. And Reed Tucker and Andy Bagwell's thorough charge-by-charge frisking of the world of the worst college basketball program known to man is out now. I would like to read. Now, are you a fan of the Coach K?
Yes.
Are you a fan of the Duke basketball?
Yeah. No, I mean...
Who's your favorite basketball team?
My favorite college basketball team?
Sure.
I'm a Mizzou fan.
Washington State Cougars.
This year? You're a Mizzou fan?
I was the last couple years.
What about 1987?
No. I wasn't born then.
Oh.
No, I was, but I was two, so.
Now, what about you? Washington State Cougars?
Let's go Pac-12 basketball.
Basically, yeah, I get it. You know, Gonzaga's bitch. Okay. We get it.
It's a private school. It's state.
They have charges of why they say that Duke sucks in the book, and evidently charge 9 says, this charge has been redacted for the fear that Coach K might call us and scorch the earth with F-bombs for 20 minutes solid. So if you have something that that magnanimous to put to the world that about Coach K, that he would call you for 20 minutes straight and just F-bomb you to death. That's like an entire podcast of Too Heavy to Skydive.
He coaches
20 minutes.
Hey-o.
He coaches the Olympic team.
Yeah, like, he does.
A dude.
He's a guy.
But he's a dude.
No, not really. Do you think if he wasn't a successful college coach, he'd actually have a wife at all? He doesn't look like he could pull women.
Whoa, so you're saying he's suspect?
I don't think he could pull women.
He's a leader of
men? No, he's a leader of young men, similar to Jerry Sandusky.
He made Christian Laettner a good basketball player.
Jerry Sandusky made LeVar Arrington a great basketball football player.
We've been on for 10 minutes, and you have compared Marv Albert to Coney and...
Okay,
and
let me read an excerpt from this book, okay? This is what they say. There's really no way to sugarcoat this for sensitive palates, so we're just going to come out and say it. Coach K is probably not the sweet hoops coach slash business genius slash grandfather of five that he, the media, and Duke Basketball Information Offices, Nike, Chevy, and the American Express would like you to believe he is. In truth, he's probably kind of a jerk or a nickname for Richard. Take your pick.
Ooh. I guess I'm not keeping up.
Swarmy words already. Of all the high-profile coaches in the games, is there one you'd less like to spend a night drinking beer and playing Boggle with?
I think he hangs out with the lacrosse team.
I think so. They're great.
I see what you did there.
Okay, Rick Barnes, but after that, really? Think about it for a minute. Is there anybody else? Boggle? Hanging out? Rick
I'm
Barnes?
I'm a basketball coach that I could get weird with.
Yes. Is there?
Shaka
is
Smart.
There?
Oh, Shaka Smart for sure likes the party.
You can tell Shaka Smart likes the party. Shaka Smart is just happy that this year they remembered that last year he had a good year.
I feel like Calipari, he'd invite you to a party and there'd just be a room full of hookers. He'd be like, it's party time.
I feel like if you party with Pat Knight, it's like partying like 20 years ago. Though.
Yeah.
Who was the one who went after the other coach from Temple? The one that went like ran him down in the media room after the game, tried to choke him. The coach of Kentucky.
Go Fish.
It wasn't Pitino. Rick Pitino would be a man. Yeah, that's a dude.
Yeah.
You talk about dudes. That's a dude. Rick Pitino's a dude.
He meets chicks in bathrooms at restaurants.
Rick Pitino does whatever he wants. Allegedly. So anyway, on the likability index, Coach K rates somewhere between Chris Brown and whoever runs Uzbekistan's intelligence agency. Krzyzewski is prickly. He takes himself way too seriously. His ego is inflated. He must be a little paranoid. A fingerprint scan is required to open the elevator doors to his office. No one would describe his sense of humor as winning. He seems constantly in a bad mood and is quick to anger. He once told the media that he agreed with the player's assessment that his teammates were all a bunch of effing babies. In the Old West, he'd be called Ornery. Yeah. Ornery.
Hey,
Ornery.
It's not yellow.
he's like one of those villainous dads from every high school movie. The retired military man who makes his son's life miserable because of his unbending code of discipline. Hell, he'll probably use military time. So that's just a little excerpt of where these guys go with the Duke Sucks book.
I'm not going to read the book unless it has like explicit details on Tiger Woods' sex scandal.
Wow. Okay, now if this was Jerry Sandusky, I could see the allusion to college players and then sex scandals and things like that, right. Similar to Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
But there's no Marv Albert reference. There's no Joseph Kony reference.
No.
Okay. How about Bobby Knight? Would you party with Bobby Knight?
Yeah, hard.
Oh, God,
dude,
yeah.
With Bobby Knight, though?
I wouldn't be able to keep up with Bobby Knight.
No,
Bobby Knight probably sits at home and plays Boggle by himself. He doesn't do anything.
I show up in a collared shirt and a sweater.
Yes. Is that how you start the party off?
Two, all I do is talk about O'Reilly's. Great right. Auto parts. Two, I get drunk under the table.
Hold on. We get hammered, and I go, hey. And he's like, what? And he turns around, and there's a folding chair. And I'm like, yeah.
It's coming.
And he's like, fuck yeah. And
it's coming. It's coming.
It's go time.
Then it's a party.
All right, watch your language. Okay? That's a little much. Yeah. It's a little much.
For Bobby Knight, that's extensive.
Yes. All right. Let's start on this this basketball bracket.
Good segue.
Heyo.
Time for the Tournament of Pop Culture, ladies and gentlemen. Every single month, or at least I try to do it every single month, we have a Tournament of Pop Culture. The rules are simple. I randomly do some research as well as some information digging. I find the top 16 of whatever the topic is. We did blockbuster summer movies one time. This time we're doing basketball movies? Anything that has to do with movies?
I'm playing basketball.
Actually, we did the best current television show on TV.
Right.
At the time, The Walking Dead hadn't even started yet.
Boardwalk Empire?
No, actually got to the final four, but it did not win.
The best ones.
Sons of Anarchy actually won.
Probably were confused.
And, no, because the thing is, the guy that was also on that with me is a gentleman by the name of Mike. He actually hosts a very popular Dexter podcast. And he even chose Sons of Anarchy over his extremely, and I'm talking about worldwide audience of like hundreds of thousands.
I've listened to it.
He actually chose over his own Dexter thing for Sons of Anarchy. That's how good the show is. You don't watch it because you suck.
He probably likes
You're like the Marv Albert of this team right here.
But he probably likes like Josh Wheaton.
Would you go bite somebody?
See? Yes.
All right. So, on this tournament of pop culture, we're going to be tackling basketball movies. Best basketball movie of all time. That's why I've brought in these two wonderful gentlemen.
Experts.
Neil and Fred. Experts.
Short,
in
white.
Sports.
So, no basketball.
There already have been arguments over who gets RG3 this fall, but it doesn't matter.
It's not really basketball at all.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's basketball at all. Hey, I'm going to run this show, okay?
Take a break.
Why don't you drink your G2 over there or whatever the hell you're drinking? GO2. Why can't they just call it G2? Let it be G and then O2. Huh? Fuel the frenzy, dude. Fuel the frenzy. Fuel the frenzy. Okay. So, we whittle it down. We discuss the pop culture between the three of us. We take a vote, 1, 2, 3, and then that winner moves on. All the way until we get to a final, and then you guys are going to be extremely happy. Now, every time I do one of these, I get tons of email. And when I say tons of email, I mean at least two pieces of mail. Two whole emails come to me every single time I do this, okay? And it's basically always someone saying, why didn't you put this movie in there instead of this one? Okay, well, the beauty of the basketball one is I didn't have a lot to pull from. So we're going to pretty much get the top of the barrel regardless. You know, when you're doing blockbuster summer movies, you try to take into account which ones made the most money as well as which ones won Academy Awards. All the good stuff. Unfortunately, didn't have that opportunity with this. The air up there, not pulling many Academy Awards. Let's just put it that way.
Overlooked.
Completely overlooked. Like too heavy to sky.
There's a bias, hey. I think, in the Academy.
Yeah.
The artist.
Keep
no
talking.
One saw that.
That's
like
the worst.
I mean, John Goodman was in it, but he hadn't been funny in years. Like,
I saw the previews, and I felt like I saw the movie.
You didn't hear the preview.
No, you didn't.
I saw the preview.
You saw the preview. All right, so basketball movie of all time. That's right. I added a K to the word best. I said best because we're talking about basketball and baskets, all kinds of stuff. Doesn't even make sense.
I can't spell Krzyzewski.
It's very possible. Your shirt is giving me a seizure. So
watch this.
Yeah. Now I might.
Right.
Might just go into that.
So uncomfortable.
Okay. Seizure jokes never goes over well. Oh. Just never does. All right. Let's go to round one. By the way, Western Kentucky, did you see that comeback? What did you think? Huge. Huge. We are in the middle of March Madness, ladies and gentlemen.
I had changed the channel to watch the Courtland Finnegan signing.
Yep, so did I.
Who?
Ouch.
Who is Courtland Finnegan?
He's pretty much just the best corner in all football.
For like the last 4 years.
No big deal. They just beat up Andre Johnson. No big deal.
Who's the best corner in the NFL?
It's probably Darrell Revis, but now Courtland Finnegan is my favorite player now for the Rams. Jeff Fisher.
Rams. Yes. Is he better than Chris Long?
No, Chris Long will get paid. Don't worry about that. It's his last.
What
year.
About Joe Laurinaitis, the Laurinaitis kid?
Yeah, he'll get paid.
Yeah, but that's not his name.
James.
Does he wrestle? I heard he wrestles.
His dad was an
80s wrestler. That's what I heard.
He was the best, too.
He was the best or a best?
That one.
You know, in every single show, we haven't even gotten to the tournament pop culture, but I've asked every single person, who do you got, Rock or Cena? Be honest.
Rock.
Yep.
I saw him sing the other night. I thought, he can do it all.
He does. That was a little long. The Rock situation there at the end of WWE Raw the other night, where he just kept singing new verses over and over, like 14 of them.
Oh, you didn't catch it, Neil?
That was a lot.
No, but I did pull out my If You Smell What the Rock's Cooking t-shirt once I heard his back.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that was a joke back in the day on people who didn't wear Under Arm deodorant because Rocky always thought it was funny that a lot of their... Never mind. It's an old inside joke a lot of people don't know.
You called him Rocky like his previous wrestling name. Maya Villa.
Sometimes when you know people, you know people. Let's just leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. We're not you. I'm it's like a strobe light, like sitting to the right of me. It's just weird. All right, round one, best basketball movie of all time, tournament of pop culture. Let's break this down, gentlemen. Glory Road versus semi-pro. We have the Will Ferrell blockbuster that is semi-pro. No, not a blockbuster.
And Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson.
And well, Andre 3000.
Hold on. Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, blockbuster.
Woody Harrelson is great. If you catch Kingpin,
it's a really good
flick. It's a very funny flick. Dude, like Woody Harrelson is classic. Semi-pro versus Glory Road, starring Matthew McConaughey. At least I think it's him, or is it Josh? What's his name?
No. It's got Denzel in it, and it's got...
No, Glory Road.
Guy from Ferris Bueller.
What?
Oh, Remember the Titans?
No, you're talking about Remember the Titans.
No, Matthew Broderick is like, he's like the general, and then... Like,
no, Glory Road is the one about the all black basketball team.
It's the one about the all black Civil War regiment.
No, that's Glory. Glory. You're giving yourself seizures. You're giving yourself seizures.
See what you did there?
Your shirt is giving yourself seizures. I didn't see what I did there.
Massachusetts.
Glory Road. I think this one actually stars Josh. Who cares?
Well, I'm sorry, I haven't seen it.
Glory Road versus Semi Pro. Woody Harrelson. Andre 3000, as well as our friend Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell's a funny dude.
Yeah, he's cool.
Is he a dude? Do you think Will Ferrell's a dude?
Yeah, except he's not going to hang out with you for real. Because like, if you see Will Ferrell out, he does not have time for you.
No.
Like Woody Harrelson, on the other hand, I think will give you the time of day.
Will Ferrell doesn't do much. He just hangs at home with his wife and kids during the off time.
And that guy from Eastbound and Down.
Yes.
Dude.
Yeah, he's Kenny Powers is a dude.
Yeah, but that's not... Because he wouldn't be without...
Danny McBride.
Yeah,
Danny McBride.
But it's Will that makes that happen.
But Danny McBride actually was a find of Sandberg's. Andy Sandberg from SNL. He was in the... His first movie he was ever in was... Well, was the one where Andy Sandberg plays the guy who wants to jump BMX bikes.
Hot Rod. Yeah.
That was the first movie he was in. It wasn't even Will Ferrell associated.
It's like Rock, Paper, Scissors, though, because Will Ferrell was on Saturday Night Live, and then Andy Sandberg was on Saturday Night Live.
Are you really going to try to argue this with me?
I'm just... There's...
You're not a dude no more. Just because you argued that with me. You're dude-less. Yeah.
Maybe Andy Samberg doesn't.
Maybe in Washington State everybody cares.
To be honest.
No, they don't care here.
It's a fine.
Yeah, you keep talking.
Tire warning.
Keep talking. That hole keeps getting deeper, Marv. Go ahead, bite somebody.
We have a lot of fans in Washington.
We do have a lot of fans in Washington. Glory Road versus Semi-Pro. Neil, where do you stand?
I mean, Semi-Pro.
Semi-Pro why? You got to give me some whys here, man. We can't just...
I mean...
It's just better than Glory Road?
How?
Really?
How many...
Halloween or Christmas? Halloween or Christmas, Neil? Halloween or Christmas?
My birthday's 2 days after Halloween. It's not a fair question.
Oh. Halloween or Christmas, Neil?
You know I'm biased.
Halloween's just like my birthday.
Yeah,
no
more Christmas
thing.
Is
Stop
for
it.
You. No more Christmas is for
like
you.
My birthday.
Yeah,
because I like.
Yeah,
because
you get stuff on there, don't you? All right, so you're going semi-pro.
Going semi-pro.
Fred, where are you going?
Yeah, semi-pro.
I think semi-pro is going to get a definite buy on this one.
What were you taking?
I was taking semi-pro.
Yeah. Woody Harrelson sleeping with that dude's wife, and the dude's like, no, I'm just going to watch. Because you're a dude.
You just got to watch this.
I love the guy made the $10,000 shot. Right? And he didn't know how he was going to pay it.
Well, let's not forget also. Well, I'll save that for the next round. All right. Coming in on the next bracket, He Got Game. With Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Right, Ray Allen.
Ray Allen.
Right.
Greatest basketball player ever.
Right.
Seriously.
I don't know about that.
You ever seen that? You ever seen the picture on the internet of like LeBron James, Kobe, and Michael Jordan standing next to each other all like stretching out, talking?
Yeah.
And they're bent over. It says, you know, what do you have to do this? And he goes, well, win three championships, get this. Yeah. And he goes, oh, we'll just get three more championships and get like six more MVP titles and stuff like that.
And LeBron's like, make a shot.
Yeah, he's all angry. Jesus Shuttlesworth versus Streetballers. Now, Streetballers is a very special movie in this category because it was filmed in St. Louis. It's actually from St. Louis. It stars Jimmy McKinney, played basketball for who?
Mizzou.
Yep. Mizzou. And if you ever get a chance to see the movie, Street Ballers is one of those movies that's actually, it takes basketball as a part of a serious nature movie. But most basketball movies aren't serious in nature. They're either documentary style, like, you know, about the past, something that happened in the past.
Oh, a documentary.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Like documentary style because it's a movie.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
They take liberties. Okay. Like children. Like Coney takes children, they take liberties.
I see what you did there.
I see what I did
you
there.
You just compared Ken Burns to Coney.
Yes, I did.
Are you guys talking
Ken
about
Burns
Albert?
And Coney are the same. Joseph Coney, to be exact. He got Gamgee Sudworth versus Street Ballers, the local movie from St. Louis. Did very well at some film festivals and stuff like that. Stars some great people, as well as has quite a few people that I knew that were involved. And
it pulls at your heart.
Let's talk about you. I'm gonna go in this one. He got Game.
It's the superior movie.
I think that it's a much better movie, better storyline, and on top of it, Jesus Shuttlesworth. Your name is Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Was Darius Miles in Street Ballers?
I think he might have been.
Oh, well then, yeah, I'm going with He Got Game.
You sure don't like Darius Miles?
Don't worry about
Larry Hughes was in there too. You don't like him?
I'm going with He Got Game.
Okay, He Got Game from Fred. What about you? What about you, Neil?
I thought Street Ballers was an arcade game, so I'll take He Got Game.
All right, He Got Game moves on. Number four, Finding Forrester. This is the one that comes with some like heavy-duty Hollywood punch. Sean Connery. Can you get me an Irish, like Scottish Irish? Sean Connery? No, dude, do it like you did earlier. Sean Connery.
Sean Connery?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You just tell me that I'm.
No, just
name.
Do that. Do the blarney and all that.
Hey, as a Buddha. Shave this beard.
Tell me.
It is Sean Connery.
Hey, tell me I'm the man now, dog.
Yeah. Tell me you're the man now, dog.
Yeah.
All right. Finding Forrester, starring Sean Connery, versus The Basketball Diaries, also Hollywood heavyweight. Who's in that one? Come on.
Black kid?
Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh, okay. Leonardo DiCaprio doing a lot of cocaine and a lot of hallucinogenics versus an old Sean Connery talking to black kids. Now, Finding Forrester technically was the better movie. It had a better storyline, and it was more entertaining to watch. Did you guys see those movies, either one of these movies?
No.
You didn't see either one of these?
I've seen them both.
Yeah, I've seen Basketball Diaries.
Okay, where are you going, Neil?
I have to assume that Finding Forrester is better.
You like Finding Forrester? No, Basketball Diaries has got a huge cult following.
Yeah.
This cult following is amazing.
Are we gonna satisify the norm?
It's up to you. No, it's up to you. Like, this is totally a situation where we take a vote.
I mean,
I'm going Basketball Diaries. I think that Finding Forrester is a great movie, but I think Basketball Diaries has such a strong cult following. I think in the long run, for a movie to come out of nowhere to deal with drugs, I think Basketball Diaries does a great job.
Fred, vote since you've seen both.
Well, aside from like Titanic, Departed, Catch Me If You Can, Shutter Island, the one Inception, it's probably the best Leonardo DiCaprio movie out there.
Okay.
So I'll go with The Basketball Diaries.
Basketball Diaries, moving on, because Neil didn't want to fight. All right. Hoop Dreams is in the next basket. Hoop Dreams is going to be taking on, it's a documentary, taking on Hoosiers. Heavyweight matchup here. This could have been a final.
Should have been the number one.
This could have been a final. Hoop Dreams is the story of Arthur Agee and Chicago Farragut Marshall Academy up in Chicago. Basically, I ended up playing college basketball against one of them. The one who went to Mineral Area College back in the day. Old school. I played basketball against the guy while he played there. Anyway, regardless of all that.
How'd he do against you, though?
They won.
Yeah.
Mineral Area was a pretty tight team.
But how'd the dude do? I don't know. It's a team game. Let's talk about
I wasn't. No, the movie wasn't out yet.
Triple-double?
Did you come off the bench?
I did come off the bench.
Okay.
I did 3 points. But I played Mineral Area College quite a few times. It wasn't the only time. But that game was 3 points. 3 points off the bench.
Seems like a weird memory to hold on to.
All right. Hoop Dreams, the documentary, versus Hoosiers. Now, Hoosiers has a lot of Hollywood credibility. It was actually up for Best Picture the year that it came out.
Sure.
It lost. As all movies should to movies with deaf people in them.
Don't get that right.
That happened. Or it was out of Africa. One of the two. Something about lions or something about deaf people. I guarantee you. One of those two things happened that year.
Lion King?
It wasn't the Lion King. That was a little later on. Okay. Hoosiers was back in the 80s, dude, like 86, 87.
No, I've seen it, yeah.
Okay. Hoop Dreams or Hoosiers? Neil?
Hoosiers.
Hoosiers.
Not even close.
Hoosiers.
Yep.
Hoosiers is moving on. Hoop Dreams, great movie, but you are gone.
Jimmy's dad has a drinking problem.
So Jimmy's dad does have a drinking problem.
I was like, oh, I relate to Jimmy.
Now, this next one's going to be very tough for me. White Men Can't Jump versus Above the Rim. You got Tupac Shakur in Above the Rim, okay?
I remember that.
Hollywood. You got that going on there. You got people... basically, the movie Above the Rim, kind of an offshoot documentary about the background life of one Allen Iverson.
Wasn't it made by Spike Lee?
No, it wasn't made by Spike Lee. But it's kind of the background life of Allen Iverson. Of how he got the scholarship to Georgetown and all that stuff. White Man Can't Jump, one of the best, funniest movies you can find out there. I mean, it's hilarious.
Woody again.
This is going to be tough. I've got to go White Man Can't Jump. I love Above the Rim. I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs. Okay? That happened in that movie.
Foods that start with Q.
Foods that starts with Q. I'm going Above the Rim, Neil.
Yep.
Man, you're just not making this much of a... I'm going above... White Man Can't Jump. White Man Can't Jump.
Yeah, well, White Man Can't Jump.
The thing about Above the Rim, though, is Tupac knows how to party.
He does, with razor blades in his mouth. He leaves them in his mouth.
In his teeth, because when he talks, they spark?
Something like that. I don't know. He just pulls one out in the movie.
He wears his hat.
Plus, it's got the Wayans brothers.
Wesley Snipes' hat.
It's got the Wayans brothers that like to dress like women, white women.
Hey, whose hat am I right now? I'm Wesley Snipes' hat. Do you remember that?
Hell yeah. Well, that's that old California surfer, you know, beach style thing.
Wesley Snipes has ever been on a surfboard.
All right, where are you going?
Yeah, White Man.
White Man Can't Jump moves on. The Pistol versus Blue Chips. This could be an easy one. The Pistol, about the story of Pistol Pete Maravich and his life story. Very good movie.
Dude.
Versus Blue Chips stars Shaquille O'Neal and Nick Nolte with a fake college basketball team, but very, very, very much in the same vein as Any Given Sunday. I would say it's very close to Any Given Sunday in style.
More like The Program.
Yeah, probably. I hear the geese. You hear the geese, man? I hear the geese!
Local news says the geese are the number one killer of decent news.
Okay. Blue Chips or The Pistol? Go, Neil.
Blue Chips.
Blue Chips. Fred.
Yeah, I'll go with Shaq on that one.
You're going with Shaq on that one. Blue Chips moves on.
James Caan was in The Program.
I love James Caan and The Program.
Yeah, that's a really good movie.
I actually like the other one even better. The one with Wesley Snipes and... The Fan? Is it The Fan?
That's a movie.
With Wesley Snipes, right?
Isn't De Niro
where he's the baseball player and De Niro. It's either De Niro or James Caan.
I think it's De Niro.
It's either De Niro or James Caan is like the fanatic baseball fan that just keeps like hunting them down.
But
it's pretty good. Have you seen that? You haven't seen nothing, man!
Yeah, it's when they're hiding in the...
you know this is being... this is video. Like, they can see me talking to you.
They're above the ice, you know, in the scoreboard, that movie.
No, that's the one with Jean-Claude Van Damme. No, that's the goalie.
Face Off.
Yeah, Face Off. That's sudden death.
Face
Off has...
At the igloo in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's somehow he's on the roof.
Coach Carter, starring the most movie bona fide man of all time, Samuel L. Jackson, versus Teen Wolf.
I'll just write in the winner right now.
Yeah, me
we're
too.
Just gonna go Teen Wolf.
Yeah, nah.
We're just gonna go Teen Wolf.
See, the problem with Sam,
it's cheating. He shouldn't even be in this bracket. Right. He's the best. Anything he does makes.
Why did you put CO?
Well, you told me to stop filling this out because I was already going all the way to the championship.
Oh, I see. Okay, Teen Wolf moves on. Space Jam versus the Air Up There. Now this is a clash. This is a clash of huge proportions.
This is really going to date us.
This is going to really date us. I Believe I Can Fly. R. Kelly pees on kids.
Yes.
Sexually.
I'm drinking a Gatorade. I'm on the Q show.
He's trapped in the closet. Versus Kevin Bacon and Dikembe Mutombo. And I don't even think it was Dikembe Mutombo, was it?
George Morrison.
George Morrison. It was all kinds of crazy people.
Patrick Ewing.
You know what we missed on here? Juwanna Man. How did we miss Juwanna Man on here?
Is that the one where they brought the dude from Africa?
Or Whoopi Goldberg, where she's the coach.
Oh, that's the one that would not have got out of the first round.
Space Jam versus the Arab there. I'm going Space Jam.
Yep. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. Question. Space Jam. Moves on.
If it didn't, that'd be ridiculous.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break here on the queue. When we come back, we're going to finish off the bracket as well as finish out the queue. We'll be back on the queue right after this.
I'm Joe Hipperson, station manager here at iWatchRadio.com. Very excited to introduce you to Anjali.
Hi, Joe. Watch my show.
Really? Is that, that's really how you're going to do it?
No, I
don't. Come on, we got to really engage people. Here. I want you to look there and be happy, right?
All right.
Sidebar. So you invented Sidebar. You came up with this, right?
Correct, I did. And it has been trademarked. Listen to our show every Monday from 11 a.m.
You want me to do it for you? I'm Joe Hipperson from I'm Joe Hipperson, station manager. You know what? Do I really do that? Okay. Sidebar, 11 to noon, Monday, Central Standard Time, here at iWatchRadio.com. What is Sidebar?
Sidebar is a legal term, and we're doing legal news, analysis, and entertainment.
And you're going to make me wear a suit for every show.
Correct.
I am. Great.
Watch what Anjali is talking about.
How you feeling? Good?
Hug you?
You said you want to hug me? You serious? I don't know if that's the kind of show we're going for.
See you next Monday.
My name, of course, is Mark Bland, and I've got some water. Usually I have Monster, but I have water this time. We're on iWatchRadio.com. Make sure you check out all the great shows on iWatchRadio.com. Greatest web shows ever! Yeah, it happened. There it is. Suck it. All right.
You should do all the commercials.
Welcome back to the queue. It's time to move on with the Tournament of Pop Culture. Best basketball movies ever. We are into the second round. I am joined by Neil and Fred from Too Heavy to Skydive. And second round matchup, Will Ferrell, Woody Harrelson,
Andre 3000,
and a bear that likes to wrestle. It's fight night. It's fight night on Semi-Pro. Semi-Pro up against He Got Game, Jesus Shuttlesworth. Now, come on, dude. Come on. Where are you going to go with this? Now, we understand that Will... Okay, Will Ferrell has some great movies.
Keep going.
Semi-Pro is not one of them. I mean, it's decent, but it's kitsch. It's really kitsch. It's not even Talladega Nights kitsch. It's like pretty cheese. It's pretty cheese. He Got Game, a little bit more subtle, much better movie. I think it's a little more drama-filled. You know, I think it's just got a better pull as far as movies go. What do you think, Fred?
Jesus Shuttleworth played in Connecticut.
Yes.
Will Ferrell played in Flint.
Tropics.
The Flint Tropics.
I play rec league basketball here. There's a team called the Flint Tropics.
You do not play rec league basketball.
There is not a team called the
Where do you play rec league basketball?
In a small town over on the Illinois side.
He throws down.
I would like to play on that team. I played college basketball.
The problem is
I actually played college basketball. I didn't just go to a school and talk about it.
The problem is we're competitive.
Right. I actually played college basketball. I didn't just go to Washington State and then I love Pac-10 stuff.
Right. Well, and I hear that, but I did play intramurals.
1 year.
Well,
1 year. Mine paid for college.
I won a t-shirt at intramurals.
I never won a t-shirt. Well, I only got off the bench.
And I will drink in success.
Good call. What about you, Fuel the Frenzy?
I mean, that soda's terrible and now it's on fire, so.
It's pretty hot in here. I'm not going to lie.
A little toasty.
A little toasty.
Especially the sweat.
Since I since this literally. Guy right next to the video. To the video.
Literally, you can see it.
Semi-pro or he got game. Denzel Washington. King Kong's not got anything on him. Nothing.
Semi-pro does. So I'm gonna go
sure does. Yeah.
Semi-pro?
Semi-pro.
Semi-pro's moving on. Basketball Diaries. A interesting move from the first round. Versus Hoosiers. I don't think there's a tough call here.
No.
I think, but I do, I'm going to disagree with Hoosiers for one reason, and I'm going to continue to disagree with it. I know it's going to move on, but I'm going to disagree with it regardless. It's a slow movie. The movie does not pace well. It is a very slow, boring movie. Like, even Remember the Titans moves faster than that movie. Remember the Titans was a good movie.
It's the best movie.
It's the movie I took my wife to on our first date.
It's the movie I took every girl I ever date on my first date.
One of my friends was in Remember the Titans. I might actually have him come on the show because he lives here in St. Louis. His name's Kenrick Richardson. He's actually in the movie Remember the Titans as one of the football players. He's a good friend of mine.
What?
Yes. Dead serious. Kenrick Richardson. This is real name. He's an actor.
Did he play Sunshine? I feel like that's the kind of guy you would hang out with.
Basketball Diaries or Hoosier? Basketball Diaries or Hoosier?
The movie's slow because I feel that...
It's building.
It's Hoosiers, but we'll keep going. Keep going. I'm listening.
Is it Hickory, Indiana? Like, it's like...
It's boring. It's 40s basketball. Like, Jesus Shuttlesworth by himself could have defeated that team.
How sweet are those gyms, though, that have, like, the wood that comes up right on the side, and you're like, the fans are over you, and you're playing in, like, a pit?
That was called Wellston High School in St. Louis. That's
where they shot it?
No. That is literally what Wellston High School in St. Louis, Missouri was. When you would go play there, the gym was literally, the bleachers would come out, you know, the fold-up wood bleachers. Yeah. They would come out to court edge. You actually sat on the front row of the bleachers as your bench.
We played in a little town in Illinois called Gillespie, and they had the side wood paddling.
Okay.
And it would go up, and it was scary because there wasn't even like a Dairy Queen in the whole town.
And what school did you play for?
In high school, I went.
Was it Belleville West, Belleville East? Did you play for like a real powerhouse?
East Alton, whatever. I had 200 points at the end of my career. So
you had 200 points?
I broke an ankle.
Over 4 years, do the math.
Yeah, that's not a lot of points. I broke an ankle.
Hold on. I'm looking. As you can see on the video, I'm looking.
And I had a pregnancy scare, so I was busy.
You had a pregnancy scare? You had multiple ones?
I had that one.
All right, next round. White Man Can't Jump versus Blue Chips. Oh, this is going to be tough, man. I like Nick Nolte. I do like the theme of Blue Chips. I think it's a great movie. I think it's really solid.
Kind
of
dark.
I think White Man Can't Jump probably has more replay value. Like, if I had to choose between these two movies, like, if I was going to have to watch them, which one I would watch again, it'd probably be White Man Can't Jump.
Tell me what happened to the money.
Hold on. And then the guy goes and puts on the mask and goes and robs the liquor store just to bring the money back for the basketball game. That's classic.
I love that voice.
That Rosie Perez. Yeah. All right.
I just want to kiss her.
White Man Can't Jump or Blue Chips?
White Man Can't Jump.
Dude, you are such... Oh, White Man Can't Jump?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Okay, White Man Can't Jump.
Tell me what happened. Do you hear her voice, though, for real?
Yeah, Rosie Perez. Yeah. She's it's almost like Cartman with the Yo Tia Taco Bell.
That could be. I don't know what that is. There was the pizza thing for a while.
No, it was Jennifer Lopez or whatever. Okay. Teen Wolf versus Space Jam.
That sucks.
It's not fair.
Teen Wolf versus Space Jam. Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Hold on.
All-time greatest basketball player ever, as well as leader of Division II-A baseball.
Avid Krzyzewski hater.
1A. Avid Krzyzewski hater. Because he hates, yeah, because he played for North Carolina. Here's the funny thing. Michael Jordan, you didn't even know he existed in college. Like, they now make a big deal. They're like, oh, Michael Jordan was the king in college, man. That North Carolina shot he makes and all that stuff, they always show it. It's the sick shot, and they're always like, Michael Jordan's the king. Dude, I was alive in 1983. The words Michael Jordan came off of no one's mouth ever in 1983, except for the person calling that basketball game that day. Don't say, he was cut from his high school basketball team. Now, that's not to take away 6 championships, 2 different times.
Right.
Fantastic teams, fantastic players, and the guy really is skilled. I'm not going to deny what he's done and what he's accomplished.
You know whose lips his name didn't come off of? Portland's.
Yeah, because Clyde the Glide Drexler got that ass eight.
It was Sam Bowie. They whatever. Did Bowie
there. I saw Michael Jordan dunk on Jerry Sandusky. It was awesome.
I was talking about the finals in 94 or 95, whatever it was.
Against the Rockets?
No. 95 would have been the right. It would have been like 92, maybe 93. Portland Trail Blazers versus the Bulls.
Now go Fish.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Teen Wolf versus Space Jam. I'm going Teen Wolf. Teen Wolf's got to move on. Michael J. Fox, man. He dresses like the coolest 80s werewolf ever.
He had a really steady hand in that movie.
Yeah, he did. And when he wolfs out, did you ever notice the paleness and the darkness of the hair of the guy from the Dragons, the other team? Like the guy who's the bad guy in the movie, you know, the one who's trying to date Boof or whatever her name is?
The fat guy from Pee Wee Herman?
No, not his team. The other team, like the bad guy.
His jerseys. The fat dude from Pee Wee Herman.
I know what you're saying. I know you are, but what am I?
Right.
Francis!
Yeah, I can't believe I'm going to vote past Space Jam because of that.
I am voting Space Jam.
I'm going Teen Wolf, man. I got to go Teen Wolf. Michael J. Fox, he gave you Back to the Future. You love Back to the Future.
Space Jam covers from like my birth until sixth grade with the Looney Tunes and Michael Jordan. That was my whole life.
And Back to the Future and Pee Wee Herman.
But see, I was older than you and wiser than you. Teen Wolf is the 80s. Like, if you need to make a kitsch, could they remake Teen Wolf right now? Could they remake it? Could they?
No, the argument's over. Okay. I had the Space Jam video game. I did not have the Teen Wolf video game. Space Jam wins.
Oh! My childhood gets slapped in the face.
You had to sneak into his house to steal back his shorts.
I will agree that Marvin the Martian looked pretty cool with those basketball sneakers on. Those are
crazy. And there was that sexy bunny.
Okay. Semi-pro, next round, Final Four, here we are.
Already.
Semi-pro versus Hoosiers. Will Ferrell versus Gene Hackman.
I give up Hoosiers.
You know what? I'm going to say semi-pro just so far.
I'm going to go semi-pro too.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually going to go semi-pro. Hoosiers just bores me, man. I'm going semi-pro.
I don't think you understand.
And he said semi-pro, so I think semi-pro moves forward.
I mean, it moves on.
It makes you feel better.
I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong.
It's an upset.
It is an upset. It's totally an upset. Just like those white boys in that movie got
there are some
upset.
Seriously pissed people right now.
Well, there should be some seriously, but it's a slow movie. And Gene Hackman, it wasn't even his best work.
They passed the ball every possession. Of course, it was slow.
Just think about
they created four quarters because of that movie.
There's no three.
They had no choice.
Think about every Indianian in right now.
Bobby Knight is flipping. Like, yeah. He's crazy right now. He's angry.
He threw that chair at the bar.
Dude, he's watching this show right now. Sorry, Bobby.
It's a really good movie, though.
All right, White Men Can't Jump versus Space Jam.
Flip a coin.
Yeah.
I'm going to go White Men Can't Jump.
I'm going to stick with my childhood.
Because I saw Woody Harrelson fly. I saw Woody Harrelson fly, so I believe I Can't Fly doesn't exist. Woody Harrelson with that sweet move at the end of that movie. Did you see that? They were playing...
The Pass?
Dude, The Pass. The Pass.
Who sang I Believe I Could Fly?
R. Kelly being on Children.
Oh, yes.
Like Joseph. And we can't forget 95 South and the Woot, there it is. Woot, there, not Whoop. Woot.
Hey, was Bill Murray in White Men Can't Jump?
Yes, he was.
No,
remember?
That was Space Jam.
Oh, no. Space Jam?
Duh. You Space need to get some Jam? Older people
and
on this show.
And the dude from Seinfeld was in it, too.
You're not taking this very seriously, are you, two?
Oh, my God. It's March Madness.
Newman was in it? like being.
You just let Woody Harrelson get loose. Okay.
He's in semi-pro. It was almost a Woody Harrelson, Woody Harrelson showdown.
Okay. Semi-pro versus Space Jam. I'm just going to be honest. This isn't Roger Rabbit. We don't have every cartoon that's ever been made in the same movie at the same time. I love Bugs Bunny, and I love Daffy Duck, but they can't hold crap to Pluto in my book. And that's all I'm going to say.
There was no sexy Pluto.
There was no sexy Pluto. It's a good point.
I don't want to make this choice. I'm sweating.
I'm going semi-pro.
Did you ever find Bugs Bunny attractive when he dressed up like a girl?
Yep, back? I sure did. Yes, I did.
Did you have the backwards dressed clothes shirt?
Yes. Why are you looking at him? Why are you asking? Why didn't you ask me? I did. I had it.
You told me I was too young.
All right. Semi-pro or Space Jam? Neil, go.
Oh, God.
Tough one. Childhood.
Put you on the fence.
Hey, put you on the fence.
You win semi-pro, so I'm going to go Space Jam.
Okay.
And leave
it on
me.
Put you on the fence. It's your childhood Space Jam versus
what you know
Will Ferrell, Andre 3000, funny Woody Harrelson, you know, and the bear.
All right. All right. No, you can't do that. Oh, I can't believe it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner is Semi-Pro! Hey! Semi-Pro wins the Tournament of Pop Culture on this episode of The Q. Wow, Semi-Pro, let it rain. Like Wheezy in a video.
Did you just do this?
Like Patrick Gallagher.
Spirit fingers.
You can't see spirit fingers.
I feel like this was all a waste.
Semi-Pro is the big champ of this Tournament of Pop Culture. Best basketball movie ever.
They were the 16 seed.
Out of drawn hats.
They were the last seeded team in the bracket.
They were the last.
They were a Cinderella story, Fred.
They were definitely a Cinderella story. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to get out of here on the queue. I want to thank Neil McCadden as well as Fred Slow for being on the show. Definitely go check out their site, TooHeavyToSkydive.com. That's their website for all their entertainment that they produce in the United States of America. This place.
And social networking.
We're all kings of social networking. Awesome. Too Heavy to Skydive. Neil and Fred, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the show. I appreciate it again. Like it. Thanks to iWatch Radio for hosting the show.
We didn't even mention Varsity Blues.
We did. Thanks to iWatch Radio for hosting the show. I appreciate it every single week. Patrick Gallagher and the guys at iWatch Radio. Check out the sidebar as well as a lot of the other great shows, Catching Cheating, on iWatchRadio.com. Check out all their shows. Brand new 2-hour live edition can be heard every single Saturday on WestplexNewsTalk.com. That's WestplexNewsTalk.com. 2 hours every Saturday from noon to 2 Central Standard Time. So if you're watching, listening in New York, New Jersey, whatever, 2 o'clock is when it's off the air. So it'd be 3 o'clock your time. It starts at noon Central Time. WestplexNewsTalk.com. Also, thanks to all the fans who wrote me this week. Sorry I didn't get a chance to do the final listener email like I did. We'll get back to that next week, I promise. And make sure to check out the website for past shows, future shows, everything about iWatch Radio, as well as The Q Now. The website is TheQNow.com, TheQNow.com. Check it out. Donate. Contact me. Do whatever you got to do. Make sure you check out the new two-hour live Saturday show. And, hey, we'll see you guys next time on The Q Uncensored.